She'd learned to love sports because of her dad. She'd gone after this job because of him. And now she was going to be fired because she hadn't had the energy after his death to do this job she'd wanted for years. For that, she only had herself to blame. "I'm sorry, Dad," she said, then pushed the call button on her phone. It rang. She was hoping for voicemail.
"Haven, I've been waiting for you to call."
She cringed as the loud and very no-nonsense voice of her boss, Chandler Adams, came on the line. "Hi, Chandler. Sorry, I got tied up."
"Well, untie yourself. I have a job for you."
Job? He wasn't firing her?
"Yeah, you know Trevor Shea, right?"
"Trevor, yes, I know him."
"Great. We're going to do his bio. A whole feature on the life of Trevor Shea, personal and professional. We've been after him for years to do this, and he kept putting us off until now. He's finally agreed to let us do the feature, and he's asked for you."
"For me?"
"Yeah. Says you two go way back to college."
Yes. I knew him in college."
"Then it's a damn good thing we hired you, Haven. Pack a bag. You'll meet him at his place in St. Louis to get everything set up. Narrative and background first, and then we'll get camera work involved later."
Was she in some alternate universe? She hadn't been fired. In fact, she'd just been assigned to interview one of the biggest stars in the sports world right now. "Okay, sure. Thanks, Chandler."
"No problem. I'll email you the specs on what we're looking for from you on this, Haven. This assignment's going to take a while, so clear your calendar."
"Consider it done." When she hung up, she sat back and stared out the window of her very tiny apartment, stunned that she hadn't been kicked out the door. She'd been mentally prepared. And as she stared at the boxes in her apartment, already half-packed, she realized she'd been set in her mind that she was going to head back to Oklahoma to be near her mother, her roots, where memories of her dad were. Now she had to change her focus. Why had she agreed to do this interview? This job wasn't what she wanted to do anymore. Was it? She sat on the bed. Follow your dreams, Haven.